2HXS.
In 0TR.
Hi, Tom. How are you? How are you? How are you?
TO down here.
Oh, doing okay. My back's hurting pretty good. I went out and changed GFCI out yesterday in the carport after that rainstorm. It went kaput. And I just can't hardly bend down like that. I had a fan on me and an ash bag on my back. And, boy, I'm telling you, it was horrible out yesterday, Dave. How you doing?
Oh, believe me, I know. I've been out in it for the past couple of weeks. Trust me, I know. It might want to get a little pinch of that pink salt, the wet salt, in a 20-ounce glass of water and drink that down. Sounds like you might be a little dehydrated.
Well, my back is in terrible shape, has been for quite a while, and so I just put that ice bag on it, but I'm limited to my, that GPS is telling us where to go. Got a doctor's appointment, and I can't have very much salt, Dave, because of my heart, but I appreciate the information nonetheless. But yes, being out in it like you are, I can see that. I used to eat salt on everything, even my watermelon when I was younger, which was dumb. But we don't know the things that we know now.
Oh, I get it. But a lot of those back, I don't want to get into a whole big discussion of it, but, you know, the iodide salt was the one that was bad for us. But we need a little bit of salt in our diet. To stay hydrated. I drink in the morning in a 20-ounce or like a 16-ounce glass of water. What I do is I have a scoop of creatine, just pure creatine, and a quarter teaspoon of the pink salt. And it helps keep me hydrated throughout the day. And, of course, the creatine is helpful for muscles and things so I don't cramp up.
And your kidneys, I think. Well, I'm curious. I never heard that iodized salt was bad for you. I don't remember what they put that in there for. I'm going to guess thyroid.
I'm not really sure, but the wet salt or the pink salt is a little bit different. I don't know the whole science behind it. My wife really understands that kind of stuff a little bit more than I do. And I tell you what, and we're not talking hordes and hordes of salt, just a little bit. You know, you got to drinking water by itself doesn't do it because you're flushing your kidneys. You want to replace what you're losing, replace the minerals and whatnot, and you get the best minerals in the iodized salt. The pink salt, the wet salt. Because some of them sugary drinks, like Gatorade and things like that, they don't do it. It's too much sugar.
I love sugar, and I shouldn't. I start out the morning with a cup of coffee and two of Bernice's homemade oatmeal cookies, Dave. Oh, boy. Well, you'll have to tell me about that pink salt. I never heard of it before. We got two different doctor's appointments today, and both of them are on the west side of town. Joy. But down by the Greenville Memorial. And so we gotta get that over with. I really goofed yesterday. I haven't put in half a dozen GFCIs in my life. And I got out there in the carport, and I was trying to hurry because it was hot, and I just had my head you know where. It's not a good spot. And finally when I woke up, I thought, that other source there is what's going up to the security light, that comes on automatically and records. And I didn't realize it because it come out of a weatherproof just an empty box, one of those weatherproofing like receptacles are in. And I had run that under the siding up to the carport intercostals up there, and and then pulled it through one of the square tubings over to it. And I forgot about that, and I couldn't figure out what I'd done. It was a real old GFCI. And finally, after I figured out what I'd done many years ago, and I didn't have it marked good, and I always mark things. Once I figured it out, it didn't take too long to finish it up.
KB28XS for ID. Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad you figured it out there. Yeah, that was a pretty wild storm the last few nights. That one couple nights ago, all that thunder and lightning. Oof. Man, that scared me awake. But anyway, I got to get going here. I'm bringing my car up to a repair shop up in Welford here. Got to get a little body work done. So he's going to have it for like 3 or 4 days, so. I'm going to let you go. I will catch you later, Tom, N0TR, KB2HXS.
Well, very nice talking to you, Ziggs.
Hi, Dave.
There's Maurice. And I hate GFCIs. They're a pain in the butt, but there's certain places you got to use them. But they're susceptible to failing. I have whole house lightning protectors. They look like a circuit breaker, and I have them in the house. And so far none of them's faulted. I think they're just a big MOVs, all they are, Dave. But they just snap in where a circuit breaker goes. And it's really good insurance protection. Take care, Dave. We're just getting down to good old White Hampton here and headed west. 73s. This is N0TR clear.
All right, Tom. I'll talk to you later. Have a good day. And hello to the missus. Bernice, I miss your cookies. I'll talk to you soon.
KB2HX. KB2HX says, Dave, I can't never get your call straight. KF4NXY.
Hey, Dave, I got about a minute. What's up?
Oh, I was just going to tell everybody that Doc Brown came out and replaced the flux capacitor and that DeLorean's running fine.
That's funny. Great, Scott.
Get a kick out of that thought. Anyway, we got somebody here doing something with the cable, so I'll let you go. I know that guy will get your car straightened out. KF4NXY clear on your final.
Oh, that's right. You know where I'm going. All right, Dave. Have a good day. KF4NXY, KB2HX. That's funny. That's a good one. Have a good one.
This is N0TR, and I had a flux capacitor.
And them things will just go out on you real quick, KF4NXY.
Shoot, that's as bad as I got sent for a gust lock key when I was taking flight training. And a gust lock key just locks the air alarms and stuff on the plane from the wind sitting there while they're parked. And I knew it. And so I just went out and spent the whole day over to the Geedunk place. That's the little cafeteria. And playing the pinball machines. And I finally got back. And the chief said, "Where you been, Ralph?" And I said, "Well, I've been looking for that gust lock key. Because every place you went, they just send you to another place." Kind of like a flux capacitor.
Hate to cut it short, but I got a technician here doing something with the cable. Yeah, be careful out there, and I'll catch you a little later. I need to talk to you sometimes about swapping blueberry bushes and raspberry bushes. So you have a good day, KF4NXY.
Okay, Dave, anytime. The raspberries are really putting on now. Have a good day and good luck with the cable. This is N0TR Clip.